accentuate the positive feeling, eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with mystery. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, and have faith.
Amen.
A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale,
Noah in the ark.
And what did they do?
What did they do just when everything looked so dark? What did they do? What did they do?
Man, they said you gotta accentuate the positive feeling, mitigate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. in between.
No, don't mess with me.
Calvin, where do you get these? Man, he's got a
million. Just remember, don't mention the communists.
Calvin's a great guy, but he's a little, you know,
nutty. What's his wife like?
You know, housewife.
Likes to cook. Pregnant.
Normal then. I wouldn't go that far.
Helen! Oh, hi! Hi,
Dad! Look at you!
Any day now.
Say hi to my sister Ruth, her husband.
Tell me, have you heard this one? A duck walks into a drugstore. He says, I'd like some lip gloss. The clerk says, certainly, sir. Will this be cash or check? The duck says, put it on my bill.
Brother. He was the golden boy professor at Caltech.
But then he started inventing things. He suddenly became very rich. And that was it. He quit teaching.
How's that?
Just what the doctor ordered.
Captain spends all of his time out there tinkering around in the workshop. If you ask me, it's all very strange.
Same's true of batteries. I could take a simple yacht battery and rig it to last a decade easily.
Say, Helen, what does Calvin think about this trouble down in Cuba?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, please don't bring that up.
I'd say my baseball card collection is as complete as anyone I've ever seen.
Calvin? Hey, Calvin! Calvin! Kennedy is going toe-to-toe with Khrushchev on television right now.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
On the island of Cuba, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. Capable of striking most of the major cities in the Western Hemisphere.
Folks, given this extraordinary turn of events, I think it's prudent we cut this evening short. I'm sure this Cuban thing will resolve itself, but in the meantime, I suggest we take a prayerful watch and wait stance. Okay, folks, let's go.
Oh, here you go.
I'll call you, baby.
What did I tell you?
Thank you.
Well, I'm certainly not going to let this pot roast go to waste. Oh, Calvin, put that seat cushion back in the lawn chair, honey. Shouldn't we at least turn off the phonograph?
It shuts off automatically.
Oh, did you make it to do that?
We all do.
Oh, I never know anymore.
That's a flight attendant. He's on his way to Key West. Good luck, amigo.
Been declared.
You hear that? I'll come back for the radio.
Oh, Calvin, I wish you would have at least let me do the dishes. It's not going to be that easy to get all this dried-on food off my nice plate.
I just hope those plates are not radioactive by tomorrow.
Well, cheese is particularly troublesome.
I've got secondaries of an engine fire. I'm going to need to find a clear area to eject.
Roger,
one thing,
make it to the ocean.
Roger that, Tower. I'm marking the 180 radial for 5. An ejecting tower.
Roger, hold on.
How long will we have to stay down here?
For this thing to blow over, could take days.
Days? Honey, what if I go into labor? That could happen any time now.
I've read up on it. If I have to, I'll deliver the baby myself. Years.
35 years.
Then, after that, it's safe. Go up.
According to Caltech, this Weber guy was a bona fide genius, but a borderline nutcase.
Well, he and Mrs. Nutcase must have been out here when the plane hit.
Unless we get a postcard or something, that'd be my guess.
What about relatives?
They're all back east.
Neighbors over there said the guy spent day and night out here. Should bring him sandwiches and hot Dr. Pepper.
Drank it hot?
Yeah.
Good God.
Hi, hon. Feeling better?
No.
We have to be strong. If not for ourselves, for the child.
All our friends.
Burnt to a crisp.
I'm not hungry.
Hot Dr. Pepper. Your favorite?
No, Calvin. Your favorite.
Really? Chilly? Shouldn't be. Temperature's a nice 73 degrees.
Oh, maybe I've just got the creeps.
Could you? This is just like home.
No. No, Calvin. This is different. Believe me.
Would you like a tranquilizer?
You've got tranquilizer?
I told you I have everything. What?
Oh.
All right. Just breathe. Look at this stuff.
Oh, it's a good day. Singing the song, and it's a good day. We're moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day. The shining shoes, and it's a good day.
If you want to
losing the blues. Everything. a good day from morning till night.
You're right.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun.
Is there a problem?
No, Calvin, babies cry.
No.
What should we call him? Well, I was thinking in light of the situation, we should call him Adam. That's not sacrilegious, is it?
No, I think it's just right.
And I was wondering if...
What do you want, Helen?
I want a bedroom ceiling.
Got it.
And you know you've got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away all your pills. Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
See, I flick this switch, and the image is projected onto a mirror, and the picture comes out here, and it's perfect. Perfect. You know something? People will never get tired of watching these.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars.
Lord, bless this food, this family. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others. Amen.
Like somebody in love.
Once again. It's been a long time.
I haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
Calvin?
Out here, hon.
Oh, there you are. It looked all over for you. What are you doing back here?
I was just examining this rear hatchway.
Why?
It's pretty clear that when the bomb went off, the front entrance caved in. So, you know, we'll have to return to the surface using this back entrance, which is very nice because it has the service elevator.
Unless it's caved in, too.
Well, yes. You want to see me?
You ready, Adam? Watch this. He can stand up all by himself. Show Daddy. All by yourself.
Oh, that's Dad, my
guy. Stand up.
My you son. Can go. Up, Adam. To the moon.
Hey, boss. What do you make of this?
Damn if I know.
But it's some kind of septic tank. I never seen a septic tank that looked like that.
Well, don't fool with it. If it is a septic tank, I sure as hell don't want to open it. We'll just lay the foundation over it.
In Wonderland.
I'd like to see the public school system match that. I don't care how terrific it is.
But, honey, don't you think he's a little young for school?
People have no idea what the human mind is capable of.
Look, Daddy. Alice went down a hole just like us. Will I ever get to go up on top?
Yes, you certainly will. And you'll find a nice girl. And rebuild America just the way it used to be.
Oh, Calvin, I'm not sure we should be making promises that perhaps can't be kept.
I'm convinced there'll be other survivors. In fact, I'm guessing there's life on the surface even now. Not life worth living, perhaps, but believe me, something is moving around up there.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a buddy. Surf City, here we come.
I'm going to need 2 more banana splits and a cherry Coke.
You bet, Mom. Coming up. Oh, by the way, Mom, thanks for the job. $1.15 an hour.
Your husband is crazy.
All right. What's the big news?
Oh, you're right.
Oh, what a riot! Hey, buddy! You're a real riot! They're coming now!
psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, psychiatrist. And that means I'm crazy.
Oh, don't be silly, Ralph. Just sending you to a psychiatrist doesn't mean you're crazy.
Stick. That's right. Hook off the jab. Hook off the jab. That's right. Bob weave. Bob weave. Okay.
Excuse me, boys, but I believe it's my turn now.
Watch the sunrise on a tropic island. See the pyramids along the Nile. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace.
You said
to
me,
thanks.
Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to.
How about you? I've heard people say too much of it.
What the hell kind of music is that?
But,
oh, man.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I like that.
But at times we love. We share love and made love. It's just not enough.
These are stock certificates. Your mom and I bought them.
For you. Of course, they're worthless now, but at one time they were quite valuable.
They're pretty. Could I have them?
Sure. Now, let's move on to, come on, our French exam.
Latin exam, Dad. It's Tuesday.
Gosh, it is. Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Tempest fugit.
Quel bon temps roulé.
Glad the house don't nix.
Sorgen Sie bitte dafür, dass die Gepäck sorgfältig behandelt werden.
Haben Sie etwas? That is a letter.
You have a wonderful sense of humor, son, I must say. The acorn does not fall very far from the tree.
Oh, no. Oh,
hi, hon.
Hi. This is wonderful.
It's my baseball card collection. It's yours now.
What's baseball?
It's a game, son. I explain it pretty easily. See, there's a pitcher.
Oh, like a painting.
No, a pitcher.
Like one of Mom's?
No, there's a man who throws the ball to a man who has a bat.
Oh, the nocturnal flying mammal.
No. One more time. The runner on second goes to third. It's
He's out there.
Why?
Because he's forced out. It's a force.
Then why go there?
Because he must.
Calvin!
Coming!
Yes, dear.
You get the presents, I'll get the lights.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Blow out the candles.
Make a wish.
Oh, boy, a jacket.
Your mom made that all by herself.
No kidding.
No kidding. Who else would have done it?
I made these.
Holy cow. What the heck are these?
It's your roller skates. Yep. I redesigned them.
These are really swell. I mean swell.
Well, what did you wish for, son?
If he tells them, we'll come true.
Oh, that's a bunch of baloney. My family never believed that.
Well, we did. My family.
I wish that I could meet a girl.
Wow. Nice one.
Yes, ma'am.
One who doesn't glow in the dark, I hope.
Calvin Weber, what a thing to say.
Well, we'll be going up in 2 years. We'll know then. I'm very hopeful.
Me too.
Elbow, son.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. What the heck am I thinking tonight?
You never know. You might someday dine at the White House with the president.
We still have one. You know, when we do go up, I'm going to miss this place. How about you, Mom?
Would you please excuse me? Hey, no, don't get up.
Dirty. Seems to be okay.
I know you're happy. Do we just go on up?
No, son. Now is the time. We must be the most cautious. We wait for night.
Oh, shit.
I'm Thomas Weber. Maybe we have been down here a little too long. Pardon the French, son.
Shit is French?
Well, it's archaic French. It's 16th century colloquialism, meaning roughly good.
Your father's right.
Well, shit. These things.
Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Heroin Anonymous.
There's a Heroin Anonymous?
Would you please?
Shut up! Sorry.
All of these things ask you to believe in a power greater than yourself. Well, I have lifted my eyes skyward a time or two, and I certainly have not seen anything coming from up there except a goddamn airplane, which I can't afford to get on.
Earthquake! Another earthquake!
Let her come. Let her come. Let's get this over with.
Save me.
Oh, for I have seen the light.
I come in peace. My elevator alone.
What happened? My backyard. The blast.
The blast? Honey, I've survived a host of things. Like the song said, the country boy can't survive.
Did you say you were a country boy?
Cute little old man. If you want a boy, I can be a boy. And if you want a girl, I can be a girl. Hell, I can be whatever you want me to be.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it's all yours for a remarkably low price of $200. And if you act now, I may even throw in some free lawn furniture. How about that?
No. Actually, I have to go.
Down.
Get out of here, you old drunk!
Give it to you straight. There's no point beating around the bush. There were survivors. Apparently, the fallout has created a subspecies. Mutants.
Mutants?
Not a pretty sight. Some eat out of garbage cans. Others cover your ears, son, and hum. I mean that literally. I mean it right now. Others multisexual. It seems they can be both masculine, feminine, simultaneously.
No.
Yes.
I don't
believe it. He tried to sell me his body, Helen. They offer lawn furniture as a come on. All right. They have done a lot of rebuilding, though society, at least as we know it, has totally collapsed. People throw up in the streets. Others point guns. There's something terribly wrong with the automobiles, and I can't tell you the rest. I just can't. Maybe someday.
So what do we do now?
We stay down here.
We do?
Yes.
We'll make do. We have clothes. We have running water from a well. I am convinced these mutants will kill each other all.
No, Calvin. We won't make do. Not me. Not Adam. We're going up. I don't care how horrible it is. We deserve it.
I am the head of this household.
I want him to at least see the sky.
And we will.
The ocean. A mountain.
Do as I say.
He seems to be doing all right now. I don't know if he's had a heart attack or just a horrifying experience, but we need supplies, and I've got to stay with him.
I'll go up.
I'm afraid you must.
I'll be all right.
My brave boy. Oh, just act normal. And if anyone asks, simply say, I'm from out of town. I'm here on business.
Here on business.
Write that down. I'm going to give you a shopping list and some money. We'll need just enough things to get us through the next year or two, and you'll find most of these items at what used to be called a grocery store or a hardware store. Write that down. I don't know how far you'll have to travel to find supplies, son, but if you can't get home by nightfall, I want you to look for something called a Holiday Inn. It's a hotel. Write that down. There might still be one left standing. Well, let's get you packed.
Right.
Just hope this is still good up there.
See, Mom?
Yeah, dear.
I was wondering, you know, while I was up there and all, I was thinking, well, you know, I was wondering if maybe I could, meet a girl.
I've been thinking about that a little, just these last 15 years or so.
Oh, Adam, it would be wonderful if you could meet a girl, one who's not a mutant, and hopefully comes from Pasadena. Nothing against Valley girls, but in my day, anyhow. Girls from Pasadena, I don't know, just always seem a little bit nicer. Oh, and son, there's also something called a liquor store. Right there.
Liquor store.
Yes, Father. Don't forget. Stay out of the adult bookstore.
Adult bookstore? Why?
Poison gas. Invisible. Don't forget.
I promise. Is that all?
Who came last night, all in yellow?
All in yellow. Oh, that was my father.
Oh, of course. The father. Forgive me. Can you forgive me for my wasted life? Everything has been so awful.
I know. It has been terrible. But it's not your fault. And now that all the decay is over with, things are going to get better. You understand?
Yes.
I have to go now.
Of course you do. I'll stay here and pray.
See, now that's always a good idea. How do I leave this place?
The front door is open. Will you be back?
I promise.
What is it?
The sky.
Sky? Where?
Up there.
I don't see anything.
Just look!
What is it?
He says he sees something.
What is it?
The sky!
I see it, Mommy!
I have never in my life seen anything like it before! Or like you! What are you looking at? Oh, my lucky stars! A Negro!
Say what?
How do you do, ma'am?
I do all right.
Good.
Okay.
What is it?
Huh?
What are you seeing?
Oh, we were just looking at the... Oh, no!
What?
Poisonous gas! Run for your life! Run, 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 run for your life! Invisible poisonous gas!
You know... I just want to say... I think he's going to be fine.
Thank you, Calvin. Thank you very much.
He's smart.
Yes, dear, I know. But he's still such a baby.
A man.
He's a baby man.
I tried to give the driver this, but he wouldn't take it. Seems kind of angry. A lot of people do. Oh boy, here we go. Hold on, everyone. Hold on. Wow. So this is public transportation. My father says it becomes more and more important because of pollution, which is more and more carbon dioxide and other hazardous gases in the air. Do you have a gun, by the way? Oh. Well, thank you for not waving it around, and for not vomiting, for that matter. Say, do you know where I can find a grocery store? I have to find that. That and a hardware store, and a liquor store, and a standing Holiday Inn.
Ah, that's a grocery store up the street.
Where? Where?
Up there.
Oh, thank you. Driver, please stop the bus immediately. I wish to get off. Please stop the bus, sir.
Stop the bus.
Paper or plastic?
Paper, please.
Yeah, rub cards.
Help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to get some all beef patties.
Fresh or frozen?
Come on. Frozen. How much are they?
Frozen, they're $6.30 a dozen in the 3-pound box.
12 into 900 is 75. That's almost $500 just for the hamburger. My mother only gave me $3,000 for everything. The yacht batteries, the pipe tobacco, the diesel oil, the bleach, the floss, birthday candles.
If you get a meat order that big delivered to your home.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Except it just occurred to me that I don't know where home is. I'm lost. Do you know where I live?
No.
Will you please excuse me?
Gladly.
Thank you.
Everything about
Hi. The name's Adam Weber, and I see that you buy baseball cards. Mm-hmm. Although these are a lot older than the ones in the window, I was hoping that you still might be interested.
How much you want for this Mickey Mantle rookie season?
Well, I was hoping to sell all of the cards.
Really? Mm-hmm. No kidding.
All I have are $100 bills, and I need something smaller, you know, ones, tens, fives.
Okay. I see what you mean. I tell you what, how about I'll give you $500 in small bills for the whole box?
That would be wonderful.
Ah, shit.
Working here, Evie Pooh. Don't screw me up.
Yeah, I can see you're working all right.
Call tomorrow, mademoiselle.
Oh, you're French?
No. I'm from out of town. I'm here on business.
Well, your business must not be sports memorabilia, because this one mantle card right here, worth $6,000 all by its itty-bitty self.
Get out of here.
No, you get out of here.
Terrific. You're fired, you know that, huh?
I quit.
Oh, no. I'll fire you. Just like the hair salon guy and just like the Chevy dealer. You know why you can't keep a goddamn job? Because you can't keep your goddamn mouth shut. That's why.
Excuse me, sir, but I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't take the Lord's name in vain again.
You got a problem with that, partner?
Yes. I have a big problem with that.
Come on, Heathcliff. I'll walk you out.
Yes, ma'am. My name's Adam.
Huh. Adam and Eve. The perfect match. I hope the two of you will be very happy together. Mazel fucking tov. And don't come back neither, Miss Big Shot. I'm serious this time. You're finished in the hobby business.
So where are we going?
We? I'm going home. And judging by that coat, I'd say you have to get back to the barber college.
No, I'm lost.
Ugh, you're lost.
Huh? Say, did you just lose your job back there because of me?
Oh, forget about it. I'm sick of working for that dickhead.
Dickhead?
Yes, a walking penis capable of intelligent speech. A dickhead. What is wrong with you?
I just had this mental picture.
Here, help me pick these up.
Oh. Thank you.
Where are you parked?
I came on a bus.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't know. Why doesn't it surprise you?
Well, I guess because I'm a little psychic. I have this thing.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Let me guess something. This is your first visit to La La Land. You're staying somewhere in Hollywood because, like an idiot, you thought that would be an exciting place to stay. Am I right so far?
So far?
Yes, I'm right.
Right?
I knew it. So anyhow, you get on a bus, and before you know it, you're stuck in the San Fernando Valley without a clue, which brings us to here, correct again?
Again?
Where are you staying? The Holiday Inn.
Oh, yes, the Holiday Inn. That's exactly right.
See, I'm psychic. I mean, not completely, but pretty much. Pretty good, huh?
No, it was amazing.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Anyhow, I'm going to predict a bus for you. You go down here.
Do you own a car?
Oh, no, sweetie. Rule number one in North America, no strangers in the car.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I don't have a gun.
Oh. Well, that changes everything. Get away from me!
I'm sorry. I said something wrong, didn't I? Please forgive me.
Get away from me!
Wait, I'll make you a deal. I will give you a Rogers Hornsby if you take me to the hotel.
Rogers Hornsby?
He's yours. I was holding it back.
Rogers Hornsby's worth like $4,000.
So what? I got two of them. And this many Larry Yogi Berras.
So for $4,000, all I have to do is drive you to your hotel.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yes.
And I don't have to take a physical in your spaceship?
No, ma'am. What?
So, Mr. Andretti, your first time on the freeway?
Miss Weber. Adam Weber.
Mind if I change the station? Better traffic before it's on AM.
Sure. Wait!
What? What is it?
Go back. You had him. It's his Perry.
Perry?
Perry Como. Go back. You had him. Go back. Go back.
Oh, hey. It's just 75 cents.
That's it.
There. You know that this is
I could die right now.
Over this?
Yeah. Listen to this part. This is where it really takes off. Wait for it.
You are one scary son of a gun. Brand new sound in your head. Go spinning round, round, round. Cause you found what you've been doing wrong.
In the night, you're the you better slow down.
I can't help it. Harry Como always does this to me. I just get so cranked. Makes a girl and boy
and put it round, round, round.
Card, please. End of service.
That was wonderful. I've never felt anything like that before in my life.
Yeah, same here. Don't forget your suitcase.
Right. You know... Hello.
Hi.
I would like to stay at this hotel.
Fill this out, please, and I'll need to see a card.
A card?
Yes, sir.
Oh, of course.
Okay, then. Bathroom's there. TV's there. Remote is on top. Room service menu on the table.
Wow.
Oh, you dial 9 to get out.
Of what?
The hotel.
I see. Well, thank you. You've been very, very helpful. I managed to get some change downstairs. And my father taught me that in situations such as this, it's customary to give a tip.
Well, your father's a smart guy.
My father's a genius.
Okay. All right, well, here's your key, and good night,
sir. Thank you. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let bed bugs bite. That's what my mom always says. I'm really beginning to miss, by the way. I'm sorry. It's my first night away from home.
How old are you?
35.
You don't look 35.
How old do I look?
Oh, 25, around there.
I guess living up here makes people look older.
Up here on the 18th floor?
Yes, up here on the 18th floor. Good night!
What in the hell am I doing here? I'd like to know. Tell me that.
Natural oils, tropical fruits, flora, nuts, and protective sunscreens. A complete sun care line created by one man, one mice, for one reason.
Jess?
Hi. This is the woman from the baseball card store. Remember me?
Oh, yes. Hi. Hello. I'm Diggity Dog. Thanks for calling me on the telephone. I'm so glad to see you. I thought I'd never see you again.
Yeah, okay. Down, boy. Listen, I can't take this for driving you home. I wish I could, but I can't. So here, take it back. I would have left it at the front desk, but it's very valuable. Now take it.
I can't take that. It's yours.
Take it, damn it.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
Because I haven't brushed yet.
Oh, okay. Well, so long. Enjoy your visit.
Wait. Eve, please wait.
Please, do not follow me. Don't do it. Oh, I knew this would happen. You're like a lost puppy.
Can't you just talk to me for 1 second? Just 1 little second, please.
Okay. Damn. I should have taken the money and run. That's what Troy told me to do, but did I listen? No. Will you put your hand down?
Who's Troy?
Is he
your husband or a boyfriend?
No.
Thank you!
Stop that. Don't do that. Listen, I know you like me. Okay, I can tell, but you know what? A lot of guys like me. Not me exactly. It's more like my legs or my butt or my hair or some combination of the above.
I think it's the eyes.
The puppy eyes. Great, an eye man. Anyhow, it never works out. Okay, not that you even need to know that. You look like crap. What have you been doing?
I'm watching television. In color.
In color? No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Cross my heart, hope to die.
Yeah, see ya.
Why doesn't it never work out?
What?
Why doesn't it ever work out, you and men?
Why? Who the hell knows? Okay, if you promise to leave me alone, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It never works out because I am into legs and hair and butts myself. That's why. So I wind up with guys who are very good looking, but even more shallow than I am, if you can picture that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go find another low-paying, demeaning job where some guy named Jerry keeps telling me how lousy his marriage is.
Why not go to work for me?
Doing what?
Why, helping me sell all my baseball cards and buying enough food and supplies to fill several large trucks.
Food and supplies? Who for? Like starving people?
Oh, well, they're not starving yet, but they do need help.
Well, how long would you need me for?
2 weeks.
What's the pay?
What's fair?
Well, I gotta make at least $1,000 a week.
You got it!
Wait here while I get changed.
Sure. I will buy you a garden, sure, where your flowers can bloom. I will buy you a new car. Perfect shining.
There you go. Why would someone need 26 yacht bags?
I don't know. I just worked for the guy.
Who does he work for? The CIA?
Pipe tobacco! I'm gonna need all of this! Toilet paper!
For sale? Another day, another dollar. You stop staring at me.
Sorry.
I'll pick you up at 8 in the morning.
You know, Eve, I was thinking.
Night!
Night. We'll need to rent a refrigerated truck for the beef and poultry.
Well, it's your life. By the way, it's a dance.
I think we're also going to have to get another locker.
It's no problem. We'll just sell another baseball card.
Coming down.
Okay, but I would just be lost without you.
Thanks.
And I think that you and I...
Adam, don't even think about it, okay? I'm sorry, I know that sounds mean, but believe me, it'd be a lot meaner if I didn't say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's take this truck back, and I'm hungry. Are you getting in?
There's something else I'd like you to help me with.
Name it.
I'm afraid this is going to sound a little bit crazy.
I'm sure it will.
Even if you didn't.
No, I'm sorry. What is it?
Eve, I want you to help me find a wife.
A wife?
Yes.
What for?
Because I want to get married.
Why?
Because I don't want to be alone.
Well, you can be single and not alone. Marriage fights.
Fights what?
The big one.
It does.
Sure.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that. Ask my divorced brothers or my divorced mom and dad. Everybody knows that.
They're all divorced?
Everybody's divorced.
Wow.
kind of wife you're looking for.
Hmm? Oh, well, I'm not a mutant.
No dogs, huh? Okay, cool.
And if it's possible, I'd like to marry someone from Pasadena.
When do you need her by?
2 weeks?
Well, I can probably get you laid in 2 weeks, but to locate a non-mutant wife from Pasadena, it's really...
That's what I was praying. What do you mean you can get me laid?
Can we talk about that a little later?
Of course. Lord, bless this food we are about to receive, and make us ever mindful of the needs of others. And bless my mom, and bless my dad, and bless my new friend, Eve. Amen.
Amen. Get out.
The engine is still running.
Now, get out.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop the man crap.
I'm sorry.
You almost got us killed.
I told you I've never driven before.
We'll never drive again.
You said it would be easy.
Well, I was wrong.
Say, is this your house?
Yes.
I like it.
What are you bitching about now?
What are you doing here?
I forgot some of my stuff.
Your stuff?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Oh, you came back for your underwear.
Excuse me, these are Ralph Lauren's.
How'd you get in? Thanks.
And who's this interesting-looking fellow?
This is Adam. Adam, this is Cliff.
How do you do?
I do fine, Adam. How about yourself? You, doing any good lately?
Go home, Cliff, wherever that might be.
Sheena Gilroy's apartment. You remember her? She's the, model who went to Harvard. Hmm. Well, I better be going. Bye, Adam. Nice coat.
Thank you, Cliff. It was very nice to meet you.
That's a nice parking job, too.
May I ask you a question?
He's a former boyfriend. We lived together for about 6 months. And yes, I still have a sort of a thing for him. That's what you wanted to know, isn't it?
No. I was going to ask you why Cliff likes to wear another man's underpants.
What?
This guy is unbelievable.
Yeah. I knew you'd like him.
I know. It's like he's from X-Files or something. I mean, think about it. He's got all these easily negotiable properties, right? And he's obviously setting up something big. I don't know what. Maybe a self-sustaining island off the coast of South America. Or maybe he's the leader of some cult that's into practices involving poultry and pipe tobacco.
You have very nice ceilings.
Do I? Well, you like ceilings?
Not particularly.
Ah, well, I hope you like this. It's freshly urchin wrapped in seaweed, or nori, if you prefer. I love sushi.
I love Lucy.
Who doesn't? She's hilarious.
Here you go. One champagne cocktail.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought only hookers drank those things.
Well, I know Mom sure likes them.
Well, dinner's in 15. Why don't we sit down and chat?
Mm-hmm. So, Troy, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I design websites. And Adam, where on earth are you from?
Out of town, that's all he'll say.
Mm-hmm. It's a very small place. People don't even know it's there.
And it's called?
Maybe Eve can guess. She's psychic.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Since when?
Since I got rear-ended in Palm Springs.
Well then, Miss Dionne Warwick, why don't you tell us what town he's from?
Hmm. All right. Give me your hand.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm not promising anything. Are you okay?
Hmm?
I see snow. Lots of snow. Way up north. Are we getting hot?
Yes.
You live in Alaska. And the only way in and out of your place is by plane. And, you definitely came here for food and supplies and to find a wife.
Wow.
That was right.
Got goosebumps all over me.
I'm clairvoyant, butthead.
Well, why wouldn't you just go to Nome to get supplies and a wife? Isn't that a lot closer?
Yeah, right. That's where you'd go to find girls. Nome. He's gay, by the way.
Well, good for you.
Well, we try. Can I ask you some questions? When did Alaska become a state?
1959.
Okay, and who owned it before we did?
Russia.
And when did we get it from them?
1867, Seward's Folly. We purchased it for $7.2 million. Tidy sum then as well as now. I'm quoting my father, of course.
All right, what's the state capital?
Juneau.
Hello, it's Anchorage. Gotcha.
Mm-mm, sorry, that's the largest city. Where's he going?
He's going to check your answers on his computer.
He has a computer?
Sure.
In the house?
No, actually, it's in the backyard. Of course it's in the house. It's in there.
May I be excused, please?
Yeah.
Those tall buildings we saw this morning are new?
Yeah, almost all of them anyway.
Recovery's impressive.
Recovery? Oh, yeah, well, you know, they rebuilt the freeway in only 6 months.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. I'm very impressed.
Oh, it was impressive.
Are you sure you look okay?
Oh, trust me, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you, Troy.
Hey.
Hey.
So, what do you think?
Works.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should show the entire trousseau, you know. Shirt, sweater, socks, the whole thing.
No. First, let's show her these. Huh? Eve, can I skate around your block?
How about it, Eve? Can you skate around your block?
No.
Just a few laps.
It won't take long.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Thank you. understand it. Because he must.
You ever heard the saying, you haven't got enough sense to come in out of the rain?
You know, my father, who is a scientist, says that everything is a miracle.
Yeah?
Everything. Until recently, I wasn't sure what he meant by that.
No kidding. Listen, you still want to go girl hunting tonight?
Oh, yes, I certainly do.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, this whole business of finding your wife is pretty ridiculous, don't you think?
No, it isn't.
Well, yes, it is. A girlfriend, maybe, but a wife, it's...
Well, then help me find a girlfriend. That's all I ask. I'll tell you what, I'll give you every single card I've got.
Screw you! You think I'm just somebody you can buy off?
Oh, no, Eve, I didn't mean that at all. Eve, you're my best friend. Would you do it because you're my very best friend?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Eve.
Oh, why do we park way back there?
Because rest of the cops do not allow total strangers to drive her car.
What? Ladies first, Troy. That was close.
Uh-huh.
My goodness gracious, this place is something.
Look, I'm impressed.
Yeah, bored even. Try vaguely bored.
Unimpressed, but still interested. Not crazy.
Do we look crazy?
Yes.
Be loose. Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, that's always good advice.
Well, for him, it doesn't work for the rest of us.
All the clubs, you know all the towns, and all the worlds, you walk into mine. So welcome to Club 40, where the party never stops.
Oh, Jason, Jonathan, this is Adam, Adam and them.
Hi, how do you do? Very nice to meet you, Jason, and Jonathan. My mother always said that when you meet someone for the first time, it's always easier to remember their names if we use those names right away, Jason and Jonathan.
She's from Alaska.
Oh.
Hi there, Eve. Who's the hunk?
Get lost, Sophie.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Hi, how do you do? I'm Adam Weber.
Adam lives in Alaska.
No shit.
Vous parlez français?
Oui.
Moi, je parle un peu français.
Oh, you speak beautiful French. J'ai habité à Paris un an.
À Paris, c'est la ville des lumières, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
Et aussi la pays d'amour.
Bien sûr.
C'est bien que je vous rencontre parce que je n'ai pas eu la chance à pratiquer le français pour...
Si tu veux, nous pouvons pratiquer beaucoup de choses ensemble.
Vous jouez?
Adam.
C'est à toi.
Adam.
Oh, alors, au revoir. Hey. Je m'appelle Adam Weber.
Au revoir.
Quit showing
off. We're here on business.
I thought we were here to meet women.
Not that.
All right. Sophie, when you fly to Paris, do you check these or are they carry-on?
They're carry-on.
Ah. Tonight is New Year's Eve, but there's nothing up my sleeve.
What a place to play where the people all swing around. What are you drinking?
Oh, this is a Rob Roy. It's a very popular drink, I'm told.
How about her?
No way.
No way? Why not? I think she's very attractive.
Adam, she's got bitch written all over her. You do know what bitch means, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. I do have a dictionary, but I can't understand for the life of me why you would say that about her. Or why Cliff would say that about you.
Okay, Adam, I think for you we should aim for sweet.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, sweet. That's a lovely way of putting it.
There's some sweet over there by the hors d'oeuvre table.
Oh, yeah, could be. Yeah, go on, Romeo. Say hello. Looks like a non-mutant to me.
Okay, all right. What do I say to her?
Oh, say something surprising. Something funny. Lie if need be.
Lie.
Oh, yeah. Lying can be a very effective dating tool.
Okay. All right.
Don't. Drag over.
I don't think I want to watch this.
Surprising and funny. Well, I know a duck about some lip balm.
Lots.
Hi.
Yes?
I was wondering if you could help me? Maybe I've lost my Congressional Medal of Honor around here somewhere.
Now that's a great one. This is my new friend.
Hi. Adam Weber.
Hi, I'm Heather.
Heather?
Yes.
I don't believe I've ever heard that name before.
Yeah, do you dance?
Do I dance? Why, I took a dance lesson every day of my life up until a couple of days ago.
You're kidding.
No, I didn't. Shall we dance?
Sure.
Yeah?
Wait for me.
So bossy.
Thank you both very much for the dance.
Thank you. I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh. You wanted to see me?
You're not from Alaska. Where the hell did you learn to dance like that? There are no starving people, are there?
Why are you so angry with me?
What, you think I'm some kind of sap, do you?
No, I don't. I admire you. I fell in love with you the very moment that I saw you, Ian. I think you're the most...
I want you to stop lying to me.
All right. I'll tell you everything. 1962.
Well. Don't we clean up nice?
Well, hello, Cliff. How are you this evening?
Not bad. Though I do miss that green sport coat of yours.
Oh, why, thank you, Cliff. But that's my seat. And I was just about to...
I had a drink up at the bar.
Sure.
It's all yours.
Believe
excuse this interruption.
Brother.
Eve, I don't mean to be rude, and Cliff, please excuse me. But Eve, isn't Cliff just a butt with hair?
What?
I'm sorry. And legs. Legs, butt, and hair. And shallow as well?
Shallow?
Adam, why don't you go home? Go back to the hotel.
Yeah, before I kick your ass.
I must warn you, Cliff, I do know how to defend myself.
Oh, do you?
Stop it, you two!
Yeah, he's right. Maybe we shouldn't fight it here.
I agree.
Adam!
I'm sorry! He was gonna...
Maybe we shouldn't fight at all. I mean, the fight's pretty mature when you think about it.
It certainly is.
Eve? I'm leaving.
Eve. Probably a good idea.
I'm sorry. Well, good night, everyone.
Eve. I'm leaving, too. Hey, you know what? If you want help, you can ask Troy, because I quit. This is ridiculous. You're ridiculous, and I'm ridiculous.
I'll buy you another Rob Roy, huh, Chance?
Well, you go back to the hotel?
You might have.
What does that mean?
That means that we did not leave together.
Well, who did he leave with?
What's that to you?
I'm his pimp. He left those dancers, didn't he?
You're the psychic. Eve, the psychic pimp. You tell me.
Those sluts.
Yeah. Then again, who isn't a slut these days, huh?
Where are you going?
To bed.
To bed?
Sure, to bed. I'm not the one that's in love with the guy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Hold on just a minute. In the first place, I do not fall in love with weirdos who I've only known for 4 or 5 days.
Yes, you do.
And I don't fall in love with grown men who collect baseball cards.
Yes, you do.
Or pee in their pants when they see the ocean.
Yes, you do.
Or perfect table manners.
You know, I asked him about that. He said good manners are just a way of showing other people that we have respect for them. See, I didn't know that. I thought it was just a way of acting all superior. Oh, you know what else he told me?
What?
He thinks I'm a gentleman and you're a lady.
Well, consider the source.
Hmm?
I don't even know what a lady is.
I know. I mean, I thought a gentleman was somebody that owned horses. But it turns out the short and simple definition of a lady or a gentleman is someone who always tries to make sure that the people around him or her are as comfortable as possible.
Where do you think he got all that information?
Oh, from the oddest place. His parents. I mean, I don't think I got that memo from mine.
No, I suppose he's trying to make those dancers feel as comfortable as possible.
No. He didn't go home with them.
Well.
He went home with Sophie.
Ah! No!
Yep.
No!
She swept him out of the room, whispering little French sweet nothings into his ear.
No, not Sophie. Mm-hmm. Not Sophie. Don't tell me that.
So what you gonna do? Go down to her place and kick the door in?
You're goddamn right I am. You coming?
You kidding? Sophie'd kill me.
Oh, coward.
Gentleman coward.
I know, and I'm really sorry.
I'm limping. How attractive is that? What if this is for life?
Adam.
I was just going to say.
I know.
And then she went.
I know,
ah,
I know.
And I didn't mean to scare
her. Of course you didn't.
Nothing I do with her ever seems to be right.
You should be right if you were the coffee. Why don't people ever forget?
That's because you're a nice boy. But what Eve needs is a nice man. Understand, champ? Good night.
Night, Troy.
You still here?
Well, let me help you.
No, I can do it myself.
I know more about first aid than you know about baseball cards. Now give me this stuff and sit down. Sit. Let me see. Give me your knee. Pants are ruined, right?
I'd say so.
There. Ready?
Ouch!
There. Don't be such a baby.
Oh, I'm the baby? Did you go to Sophie's?
Of course.
And?
She was hospitable.
Hospitable?
But just wasn't where I wanted to be. So I left as politely as I could, and I found a taxi, and I told the driver to bring me here instead of back to the hotel. There's a song that Mr. Como sings called On the Street Where You Live. Do you know it?
Sing it to me.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. It's a song about a young man who's overjoyed just to be standing in front of the house of the person that he loves.
Adam, you know, Adam, I know this is stupid. Humor me. I've never had sex before.
No.
How is that possible?
You better sit back down. In 1962, when the bomb was dropped on Los Angeles, my parents were in our fallout shelter. That's where I was born. We only survived because it's a huge shelter as far as fallout shelters go. My father worked on it secretly for years. When he had to, he used contractors, but always from out of state and always for only a portion of the job. He told them that it was a secret government experiment done through Caltech. Now, my dad's not a liar, but in this case, he felt he had no choice. Of course, it had to be kept a secret. We only had enough supplies to last three people for 35 years. The real tricky part was the air vent system, but we were finally able to cut into the flood control sewer. Eve, what I would like to do is to take you with me down into the fallout shelter. We could live there with my mom and dad. My dad said that if I found a healthy young girl, that I should bring her on down. Why, Eve, you look plenty healthy to me.
Adam.
Yes, Eve?
I think it's time to call Cam.
Oh, of course. You're absolutely right. I really shouldn't be over here at this late hour. Thank you.
No.
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know I took the Lord's name in vain again.
No, there's an adult bookstore back there. I'll be right back.
Adam, I'm Nina Aaron.
Hello, how do you do?
Very well, thank you. I'm with the County Family Services Department. Eve tells me you've been living in a bomb shelter most of your life.
Fallout shelter. There is a difference.
Adam, I'd like to introduce you to my associate, Mr. Brown.
Hello?
We want you to come with us so we can talk some more about your experiences.
Come where?
My office.
For how long?
Well, that depends.
Well, I thank you very much for the invitation, but I'm very busy today. Perhaps I could see you tomorrow?
Adam, I think you should go with Dr. Aaron. I think it's the best thing. I think it's the best thing for you. I do.
All right, Eve, if you say so. Could I please just go home? I was lost, but I found home this morning. And if I can just go home, I promise I'll never bother any of you ever again.
Adam, let's go talk first.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, Adam.
Bye, Troy.
You'll be hearing from me.
Oh, yes.
What? What was I supposed to do? He told me he wanted to take me underground. That's like Silence of the Lambs. It's crazy.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
Hey, hey,
oh, no.
Hey.
All right, don't worry, don't worry. He'll catch him. Yes, this is Nina Aaron. I've got a runaway, and I'm going to need police assistance.
No, you cannot call them.
Look, young lady, I have to. If a complaint is made and the person resists...
No, I cannot have that. They'll come with their cars and their guns.
All right, calm down. Now, that young man needs help, and you need protection from him.
I was frightened. I didn't know what to think, but, you know, I believe him. I think he just... I do. I really think he just wants to go home,
uh-huh.
Wherever that might be.
All right, all right. Everybody has to calm down. That's the most important thing.
You're for the
Adam.
You can have all my baseball cards and don't forget to pay my bill.
Young man, you stop right there.
Adam.
Stop. Don't get in that truck.
Adam.
Young man, you
stop. Gotta stop trying to drive this truck.
Watch me.
Hi, Adam.
Thanks for always being happy.
What?
Okay.
License around that truck.
What are you asking them for? They're as screwed up as he is.
Hey, everybody keep calm. That's the important thing.
Who are you talking to?
Eve.
Eve.
Mom! Dad! I'm home! I've got almost everything we need. And this nice man,
Archbishop Melker, we've met previously.
And his church group have volunteered to help bring it down. But we've got to hurry.
Are you in trouble, son?
I think I'm being chased by a psychiatrist.
What's
It happens.
Oh, my goodness. How bad is it up there?
Horrible.
There's something on your forehead.
Calvin.
I know.
It's stock certificates. I mean, it's got like IBM and AT&T and Polaroid and Ipana. I remember this brand. I didn't know they still made this. Oh, look at this. It says trademark 1961.
Hurry, my friends, we have no time to waste. The sun has spoken. Let's step it up.
Purchased in 1958 and 59. 10,000 shares of each.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be worth millions. Hell, I don't know. Millions upon millions.
Upon millions. The stocks, the baseball cards, the clothes, the toothpaste. The guy's on the level. Eve, a man walks into your life who is the kindest, most polite, most incredibly rich guy you've ever met.
And I have him committed.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, at least I fell for him before I found he was rich. That's new.
Yeah.
He said today he knew where home was. Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys go this morning?
Just to pick up frozen poultry.
Then?
And back to the house.
You didn't stop anywhere?
We did. We stopped at a porn shop. Yeah, we stopped at this adult bookstore. Adam was very excited to see it.
Adam was very excited to see porn.
Yes. Eve, do you think maybe his home is underneath a dirty bookstore in the valley?
Is this it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is his place.
Do you have a basement?
Believe me, all the really good stuff is right up front.
Is there a back entrance or something?
Are you kidding?
Of course.
Nice kid.
What are we looking for? This is ridiculous. Why would they put a fallout shelter under a porn shop?
Well, none of this was here back in 62. I mean, back then this was all like, you know, cute little homes and, you know, and fruit orchards.
Well, we've come a long way, haven't we? I want to go home.
Yeah, maybe he'll call, huh?
Eve? This is Adam. Look, I just wanted to thank you for everything you did for me. And I wanted to tell you that I wish so many good things for you. I wish so hard that all of your dreams come true. And that And that's all I... And that's all.
How long are you going to set it for this time?
I thought 10 years.
Well, it's considerably shorter than before, but I was wondering, Calvin, I mean, why set the locks at all? I mean, the radiation's gone.
To keep what's up there from getting down here. It's not radiation I'm worried about.
Oh.
Mom! Dad!
I would like for you to meet Miss Eve Rustikoff.
Mrs. Weber.
Hello.
Mr. Weber.
Hello.
Adam's told me such wonderful things about you.
Oh, well, excuse us, please. We haven't entertained a guest.
Quite some time.
Eve, what can I offer you?
Mom, Eve and I have to go.
Oh, Adam, you just got here.
I can't explain right now, but I want you to set the locks for 2 months. You've got more than enough of everything, and then we'll be right back to get you.
But I don't understand.
And I'm asking you to trust me without understanding why.
In that case, of course.
Oh, of course, son.
They really are wonderful parents.
Oh, Adam, could you at least stay for dinner?
Well, you see that...
You must.
Oh.
Tell me if you heard this one. Doc walks into a drugstore.
This gravy is an old favorite of Calvin's mother. Eve, the platter is down here. Did you get that one?
The sperm swims toward the egg. In the egg. But why? Because it must. But why? Because it's out there.
I don't mean to be nosy, but are you and Adam baby?
Yeah, we are. And I'm from Pasadena. And you thought your parents were weird. It's truly amazing what you can get done when you have unlimited funds. Do you know you can have whole houses built in just a matter of months?
It's like the Garden of Eden, don't you think?
All you have to say is this: I don't care what it costs. And then, of course, you've got to really mean it, which no one ever does. Downstairs. It took a while to convince Archbishop Melker that Adam wasn't God, and he was pretty broken up about it, too. Until I showed him my plans for Los Angeles's hottest and most original night spot.
It's my goddamn mulch shop, so let them figure out what's going to happen here.
Okay.
Now, I want the whole ownership of everything downstairs, right?
Well.
I want one of my guys at the door.
Our idea was to bring Adam's parents up to the surface very slowly. Make them very comfortable, and then break the bad news to them that there was no nuclear holocaust.
Oh,
Okay. And here you go. Oh, careful.
Have you ever in your life seen a son who did more for his parents?
This is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. You seem to have everything, but, you know, it's not much different from a fallout shelter.
No, Calvin. This is different. Believe me.
By the way,
Eve, her last name, Rostikov. That's not Russian, is it?
No,
it's Ukrainian. Ah. Her grandparents immigrated. Dad, I don't know how to tell you this, and I was going to wait for a while to do it, but... Dad, there was no bomb. A plane crashed in our backyard. I looked it up in old newspapers.
You sure?
Positive. Soviet Union collapsed without a shot being fired. Cold War's over.
That's what everyone believes.
Oh, yes, sir. It's true.
The Politburo one day said, "We give up!"
That's kind of how it went.
My gosh! These commies are brilliant. You have to hand it to them. No, we didn't drop any bombs.
Oh, yeah. Our evil empire has collapsed for us. I'll bet.
They even asked the West for aid. Right?
I think they did.
Oh, boys. Dinner time.
Funny guy. Don't tell your mother.
No.
Adam says that this is simply how things work. First the parents take care of the children, and then the children take care of the parents. He says historically that's how it works.
Damn commies.
Whenever Adam gives me such obviously incorrect information, I just smile, slap him on the knee, and look out the window. Why spoil his dreams? They're such wonderful dreams.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one.